A recently emerged strain of avian influenza virus in poultry in Southeast Asia represents a new threat to animal health and livelihoods. FAO is urging countries to monitor this virus closely. To explain more about the disease is Dr. Juan Lubroth, Chief Veterinary Officer at FAO headquarters in Rome. Mr. Lubroth, thank you for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be here again with all of you.
What do we know about the virus at this point?
This particular virus is subtyped as H5N6, which is related to the H5N1. However, the H5N1 virus that has been circulating since 1997 and caused the big crisis between 2004 until recently, it is different in that it does not cause human illness.
So you're saying there's no threat to humans?
There has been one case reported early on in China of one person who became infected and did die. But since we see H5N6 now in three different countries in East and Southeast Asia, so widespread, and only one human case reported, we do not consider this to be a human threat. But knowing influenza viruses and knowing that they mutate and change, we should keep our eyes, our laboratories, our veterinary services, our medical teams undertaking the right surveillance to be able to see if there's any changes in this virus or the appearance of a new virus.
What needs to be done to prevent the further spread of this disease?
Like most diseases, through better production practices and hygiene, marketplace and cleaning, buying healthy, selling healthy, good management practices, you could prevent and you control the disease without necessarily having to go through expensive treatments or huge vaccination campaigns. Vaccination or vaccines, if available, could be very, very useful. But certainly, prevention is more cost-effective than a cure.
What sectors should be most concerned about this, the spread of this disease?
Well, what we see today with this particular virus is that it's affected quite a few poultry operations, that's chickens and geese. And certainly in this part of the world, you do have intensive livestock production, bird production, and you have the smallholders or the family farms, and all of them are at risk.
And what is the potential damage if this disease spreads?
Well, when we're talking about one of the more populated areas on Earth, not only by humans, but also by poultry production, like what we see in China or Southeast Asia, this food resource, not only at the family level because of nutrition, but also at the small producer or the large producer for commerce and for marketing, I think the impact could be quite huge.
What are the major challenges you face in monitoring the spread of this disease?
There are quite a few. One is the ability to be able to monitor everything that flies or that crawls. So the best surveillance system is if we were able to test every single human and animal out there, which is not really possible. So we have to target this type of surveillance and obviously communicate what our findings, not only between the veterinary systems, but also the public health authorities or wildlife authorities. Now, a virus like influenza, which can change quite rapidly and shares gene segments, parts of one virus with another virus, and you get a third virus out there, to know those changes and to be able to alert decision makers that these viruses have been picked up or this particular characteristic is present in a certain geographical region so that a response, an adequate response is taken, is important. And we don't have that observatory for influenza viruses the way that either the public health sector or the agriculture sector would like. It would be important for having the public and private partnerships invest in having such a surveillance program, not only because it saves lives, but because also it saves industries and trade.